Ben.
Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Dennis Morim. I did it wrong. Morim. Our Senate chaplain from Cloquet, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm always going to do that now.
Good morning. Welcome on this second day of spring. I had a very beautiful drive down from Cloquet, and it's my honor and privilege to be with you again. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for the beauty of this day and for all the opportunities it holds for all of us. I thank you for these men and women, these senators, who have chosen to dedicate themselves to public service. And I pray for your spirit and your wisdom to guide them in all their discussions in this room today, as well as in all committee meetings. Oh, gracious God, we are all aware the challenges of our day are great and the differences of opinion are in many directions. And in spite of these challenges, we pray for your divine presence to help all those in public office and with political powers to maneuver through the maze of differences and opinions, that the end result is good, not only for the present time, but for future generations. I continue to pray, Lord, for the personal lives of these senators, that you guide and heal and direct those for whom they love, as we think of family and friends for whom we are concerned. Again, we take a moment of silence and bring them individually before you. O Holy One, as we soon come to the sacred time of Passover and Easter, and as these senators individually celebrate their faith traditions, may these days away from this capital not only be a time of spiritual renewal, but a renewal physically and mentally as well. And we pray, bring them back safely to this place, refreshed and with a rekindled spirit to serve the people of this great state. Again, we thank you for this day and for your many blessings. Amen.
For which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice.
The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, okay. Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of that on the agenda. The fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to IR 2.03.
All those in favor of the motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills on the agenda and on the addendum will be given their second reading. The eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Bills will be referred as indicated and given their first reading. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions which will be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Oh, excuse me. There'll be one additional motion that will be read by the secretary. Members, could we keep the noise down, please? Secretary's off.
Senator Thompson moves that his name be stricken as co-author to Senate file number 1082.
That will be added to the motions on the agenda and will be taken as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Tomasoni.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1138 be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and be returned to the author.
This is your bill, Senator Tomasoni?
I believe so.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File number 1173, which is number 135 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
This is your bill?
This is my bill, Madam President.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. We move then to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Members, could we be quiet and listen to the announcements? Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. It feels like spring break's just around the corner. Members, just a reminder before you head out of town, if you haven't done a request yet for the legislative auditor for topics, I think we're running at 100-some already, but we would welcome that input. Once we come back from the break, the subcommittee on topic selection will be meeting to pick the topics. So please get your input in. Thanks.
Are there any other announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Bach, Metzen, Ingebrigtsen. Are there any other announcements? I know that the County Association and the cities and the school district are all at the Capitol this afternoon, so I hope you enjoy visiting them with them in your offices. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that the Senate now adjourn until Tuesday, April 2nd at noon.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.